Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
But you know what? Walking out in the woods, that's demonstration of no class. In fact, sometimes there are folks with no class just hiding around in public sight that nobody knows, so I'm here to educate you.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 defining traits of someone with no class. If you think it's fashionable to construct a bikini top out of a couple of beer coasters and some twine, you have no class.
Shut up.
But I want to see that. If you use the same bowl for cereal in the morning, then a hearty chowder for lunch, and then some penne pasta for dinner, and you don't wash it, one, you have no class. And two, you are a monster. I hope you get botulism and spend gloriously long days and nights on the porcelain god wondering if whatever just fell out of you was your spleen.
Wow.
A little harsh.
Okay.
I've definitely made a Caesar salad in a bowl, then made something else in the bowl. I was like, I don't mind if it tastes a little bit like Caesar.
Yeah.
That's fair. That's fair.
You know, I make smoothies in the morning for the wife, and there's frozen fruit that's in there. I rinse out the bowl.
Yeah.
It's fine. Mm-hmm. Like, whatever. But these are defining traits of someone with no class. Bottom of the list, they say they talk about themselves. A person who lacks class is only interested in themselves. Therefore, when talking with others, they hog the conversation. Don't let others get a word in edgewise.
Well, yeah, if you're only talking about yourself, sure. But typically speaking, most people I've met, best authority on them.
Oh, absolutely. True enough. True enough. They spit. Do you know someone who's always spitting in public?
Me.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Me. I can't walk outside without spitting.
Is it just like phlegm from smoking? Do you just eat like greasy
stuff?
I don't
know. All the above.
Just need to spit.
D.
All right.
It's a baseball thing, right? I still have not been able to stop it.
Yeah, it is kind of gross, though.
I know that, and I just forget.
I end up
spitting. Like Steve farts everywhere, doesn't care. Yeah. I spit everywhere, I don't care.
Yeah, I end up spitting when I'm walking the dog in the morning because when I sleep, I get that nasty white stuff all over my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to.
Thrush.
I have to spit.
No, he sleeps with his mouth open.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the other thing is, too, like if you spit in some grass, I'm not going to. But like spitting on concrete, it's like it's got nowhere to go.
Yeah.
Guilty.
Like water will take care of it. Let God get rid of that. They talk loudly. Again, these are defining traits of someone with no class.
I truly believe people who talk loud don't know it.
Yeah.
Because I always wonder, like, are they hard of hearing? Is there something between their ears where they can't hear the volume? Whether they're on the phone, just how loud they are, how loud they cackle when they laugh.
Yeah.
But some people are just loud. Like, one of the nicest people I know, and one of the least selfish people I know, same person.
Oh, thanks, man.
They talk very loud.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, they're never gloating. It's nothing like that. Like, that is just how they talk.
Yeah.
And I know I talk really loud, but I'm also an a-hole.
Yeah, I have a buddy. Super nice. Everything else, super chill. But, again, his volume is just loud.
It's all, they're not excitable. It's nothing. Yeah. They're just speaking loud, talking about absolutely nothing.
I used to work with a woman, and I could hear her on the phone 100 yards away.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Gracious.
Oh, everyone heard her. All the time. You couldn't avoid it.
Person on the other end of the phone just had to put it down and listen to the wind.
You're always on speakerphone, whether you are or not, when they call. No kidding.
I feel like I'm guilty of it with laughing.
Same.
I can laugh pretty loud.
But you know what?
But you can't control a laugh. You know, if you... Typically, when you laugh, you might know some humor's coming. A lot of times it comes out of nowhere, but people just laugh how they laugh. Some people have awful laugh. Like, oh, God, don't make them laugh. Future, no.
We actually, we got a comment when I was living out in Issaquah in our apartment. One of my neighbors actually, at one point, we just kind of stopped in conversation in the hallway. And she made mention that there's always just boisterous laughter coming out of my apartment because the mother-in-law would come over, and the three of us, we will just get cackling. We can just howl all night long.
It's not, we're just getting baked.
You damn right.
And watching Schindler's List, it's funny when you're high.
Yeah, and most people aren't going to be annoyed with laughing.
Right.
Sure, that's contagious.
Most people. They're obnoxious. We all know a person who has to be the center of attention is very loud and obnoxious when they're in a group. This person's not classy.
The older you get, I don't run into that much anymore.
Nah.
But as far as people being out, Seattle's a little bit more tame.
Yeah.
Socially,
Yeah, it really does depend where
you go to New Jersey, expect it.
If you're not obnoxious,
you're in Florida,
no one heard you.
Expect it. Right. If you're in a highly populated area...
Look at that guy over there. Not the center. That's the shy guy in the group.
Defining traits of someone with no class, they urinate in public.
Okay, guilty as ass.
I've been there for a handful
no class.
Of times with you, man.
I'm a classless son of a bitch. I'm loud, I fart a lot, and I definitely pee in public.
He's just trying to clean off all miles of spit.
Just get him right
on. Don't worry, Miles. I'll be out later to pee on it.
Yep.
They're vulgar.
Guilty.
I think that counts for a handful of people in this room.
How much time is that, Judge?
They shout.
No, I'm not a good shouter.
Shout, like, at other people?
It just says they shout. It says, someone who raises their voice at service workers when this person doesn't have any class.
The person with class
will always watch how they talk with others and will always be respectful. They'll be able to express their ideas calmly without shouting.
I'm going to kill you.
They slurp. Yeah, exactly.
Well, it depends what I'm doing.
If it's hot coffee, I'm going
to
slurp.
I mean, look, you try to do that as quietly as you can, but it's like noises, and that goes both ways. Like, shh, the kids are making an action. My bad.
Well, I was going to say, and if you're eating ramen or something, you should slurp it.
You got to.
Exactly.
Because it's supposed to be hot.
It's got to happen.
Who doesn't slurp a noodle? How else are you going to
eat? Well, I mean, in the Asian culture, it's like part of it because you serve it so hot. I feel like Americans were more apt to wait till it cools down.
Oh, yeah, wait for the steam to go away kind of thing.
Yeah.
Do you think you could eat a noodle that's hanging out of your mouth without slurping?
Yes.
How long would it take you to do it? You can take your tongue and kind of rope it in. Would you do it at a restaurant, right? Just go somewhere like an Italian restaurant, get spaghetti. People aren't staring at you, but certainly you're within someone's eyesight. And instead of just slurping the noodle into your mouth, do anything other than that without using your hands.
That could be a fun game, like a Quiet Place Spaghetti Edition.
I mean, sometimes
eating pasta, man.
Yeah, or like, man, I don't know. Somebody makes a really good pasta salad, or you get some of those sesame noodles. Like,
oh yeah,
they're just so good. I find myself slurping them. It's like, God damn, I love these.
They burp. Someone who burps at the dinner table so that they don't have any class. Burping is seen and heard as rude and crude, says Harvard Health.
I mean, it depends where I'm at, but I'll burp at work all the time.
Me too.
I don't care. I have respect for no one here, apparently.
They interrupt others.
I mean, I try to say excuse me.
You do. Right.
As I interrupt you.
You know, in some countries, that means the meal's delicious.
That's right.
It's a compliment.
You should go to that country, fella.
But then what if they don't burp?
That doesn't hold true with a beer bong, but everything else probably.
But the number one defining trait of somebody with no class, which encompasses nobody in this room, they swear a lot.
Yeah, I'm classless as hell. I mean, apparently, based on this list, I am class free.
Who says this is a classless show?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.